and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. 104 people have died in the Texas floods. A massive search is underway for anyone who may still be alive. CBS's Jason Allen reports.
They have people spread out along the ground. They have drones that they are flying, pouring over these areas, hoping that they might still find survivors.
Israel's prime minister is meeting with President Trump at the White House this hour. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem. Many Israelis are hopeful about a Gaza ceasefire proposal.
A 60-day ceasefire that would see the return of 10 living hostages and 18 bodies, and large amounts of aid would enter Gaza.
Los Angeles authorities are blasting the administration for sending dozens of National Guard members and military vehicles to protect immigration officers in a raid today at a city park. Mayor Karen Bass.
You can spin it any way you like, but in my opinion, it's a political agenda of provoking fear and terror.
CBS News Brief.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new report from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health highlights the struggles rural fire and EMS services are facing. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Rural EMS program manager James Small says nearly half the departments in the state aren't able to respond to calls with a basic level of firefighting. Small says departments are relying on mutual aid for that, and that puts pressure on the neighboring agencies to fulfill those requests. He says it's an issue with a declining number of volunteers and a lack of financial resources. Small says regionalizing or consolidating fire and EMS services could help address the issue.
If you're planning on putting a boat in the water this week, you might meet someone new wanting to help. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Boaters are on the front lines of keeping Wisconsin's waterways in balance. The DNR is trying to aid in the effort. The Great Lakes Landing Blitz will be in effect. The process has volunteer inspectors at boat landings statewide through July 13th. Teaching boaters how to spot and stop the spread of invasive species.
It's the first Monday of the month, and that means Nonprofit Monday at White Sands Mini Golf on Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin Rapids. A portion of your ticket price will go to help RVFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids. White Sands is open from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. today. It's also Rafters Record Night at Witterfield, with free entry and a hot dog for military members. For non-military members, hot dogs are only a dollar. The Rafters will be playing the Wausau Woodchucks, trying to set as many Witterfield records as possible. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years, and just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings, a 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight with some showers and thunderstorms likely late, lows in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy for the afternoon, and a high within a few degrees of 80. Sunshine and around 80 again Wednesday. Right now it's 76.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch will be here to take a look at Wisconsin headlines, including back at the state budget, and a what's worse for you, being sore or being sick. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here is a show that includes quizzes that we have given our guests. And Pete will be back live Tuesday, July 8th. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Who doesn't? Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. We are kicking off hour number two. Two, as I like to call it. If you're just joining us, oh man, did you miss out on an hour of incredible radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Season 50, a historic season, just ended Saturday night. And so that's what we're asking. We've had a lot of great answers. We still got some on the text line. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
Oh, I have a favorite moment on Saturday night.
Oh, you can share that too.
Bruno Mars hosted and sang, and they did a skit with about Pandora, where Pandora was down, so he had to sing all the requests, and he was brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yes,
I like him too. He did a great Super Bowl show a few years ago.
Yeah.
His was one of the better ones, I thought. Yeah, he's really fun. He's got like a half Michael Jackson, half John Mayer. I don't know. How do you? Is he hip hop?
He's a blend of many things.
Conrad, what is Bruno Mars to you?
I would say he's more pop, I feel like.
He defies classification.
But he like there you go. He dances and stuff, right? Yeah. Like he does all that.
You know? He got his start playing like a little Elvis in Vegas in a Nick Cage movie.
What was the one where they jump out of the plane? The Elvises jump out of the plane with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Oh, what was that called? That's a great movie. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was a really fun movie.
I think that's the one. And he played the little Elvis.
I always forget about that movie. That was a really fun Nick Cage movie. Joe on the text says, he's in the 715. He says, Bill Hader.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Bill Hader's great.
Mm-hmm.
When he does Shepard Smith, very funny.
Oh, and the, yeah.
What is that?
The person at the desk on Weekend Update who has all the update, all the places where you need to go. When you're in New York City.
I don't think I know that.
You have to go to Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang. They have the best.
Kristen, can we say Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang on this show?
It's the name of a club in New York City.
What are you talking about? Oh, it's an actual place? Oh.
It is at the moment.
It's on a
great name. I would imagine there'd be a line around the door, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it is great to have you with us, folks. Kristen Lyerly is here. Steve Seagren coming up at 7:35. You got our question. Let us know what you're thinking. It's always more fun when you guys participate. We'll read some stream comments soon. We're going to give Kristen a quiz.
I'm ready.
About Northeast Wisconsin. She is kind of, you spent your whole life here mostly, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up here and then I went to the University of Minnesota for college. Okay. And I was in Georgia and kind of all over the place.
What's in Georgia?
The University of Georgia. I did an exchange program there. I'm a dog.
Wait a minute.
Sick 'em.
I always think of an exchange program as like
foreign exchange. We have exchange programs within our
Georgia?
Own state.
I was like, the one by Russia or what? What?
No.
Hey, let's talk about, you just came from a conference, an OBGYN conference.
Our big national OBGYN conference.
What's
was in
that like?
Minneapolis.
I mean, do OBGYNs get crazy when they all get together, or do they swap horror stories, or you wouldn't believe there's one woman, you know, like, is it inside stuff?
It's not what you think it would be, but it definitely defies boundaries.
What do
boundaries.
I think it would be? Conrad, what comes to your mind when you think OBGYN conference? Do you guys all just
fun.
Sit in stirrups and like shout and like pass drinks around? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, no.
What would we think it is? Or what is it? How much fun do you have there?
Well, I'll give you an example. So it's a big meeting. There are 63,000 OBGYNs who are part of this organization.
Oh my gosh.
So they don't all come to the conference.
Yeah.
But it's a big, like the whole convention center is full. So they've got all these vendors all over the place and they're, you know, telling us about their cool stuff. And one of my favorite things, this wasn't this year, but at a past meeting, they had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So they had a lube bar so you could go sample lubes.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the lube bar, they had a giant vulva made of roses.
Oh, that's pretty.
Those are my people.
Wow. That's very celebrating the whole process, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's our process.
It's giving birth. It's a big deal. Was there like when it came to the lubes, was there like a jar of Crisco on one end?
Mm-mm,
just
in, not
if
recommended.
You're in a pinch? No.
If you're in a pinch, go like almond oil. In a real pinch, you could do olive oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah. I recommend a water-based lube, though, if you're actually going to buy one.
But when you say lube, and I have to be careful how I choose my words here, but what do you need that to give birth, the woman?
No, it's for sex. Well, you could use it for giving birth. Most people don't. You know, sometimes you need a little extra, you know, slipperiness.
Okay, so, but you're an OBGYN. Mm-hmm. What gives you the right to tell me how to have sex? No, I'm just kidding. Like, so that's, I just thought that was for like an appointment you use lube or something. You know, I didn't realize it was strictly sexually based or something like that.
We actually use different lube in the office. We always put it on the speculum, which is the instrument that we put inside the vagina so that we can see inside. So that's a different kind of lube because it's not, it can't handle
it doesn't get
friction.
Your motor running?
It can't handle friction.
Oh.
You need something really slippery if you're using it for sex. And you also have to be careful because you don't want, if you're using a toy that is silicone-based, you don't want to use a lube that is silicone-based, which is why I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing? I think he's smitten. So you're saying for sex, or let me ask you this, should I use an avocado oil because it's healthier than an olive oil when I have sex?
You know, avocado oil is one that I've not recommended in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding, obviously. Like you eat avocado oil, right?
You eat olive oil and you could use that.
Yeah. Wow. Is that just like, is that like an impulse?
I mean, you can eat what you want, Pete.
No, I know. But I'm just saying like, if you have, is that something like you forget? Oh, honey, I forgot to get lube at the store. Do we have any olive oil?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
but that's, people wouldn't like try to use, they wouldn't consciously choose to use olive oil, would they?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Some people are very sensitive to artificial products.
Ah.
So they want to use something that's very natural. Coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut. You know, the coconut.
Yeah, the paste. It's like it's a weird, yeah.
We're like pawing into the coconut paste right now.
I'm almost ready, honey. All right. So, well, I mean, as long as we're on the topic and this is Nightlight, we are on later. I've been told we can push the envelope a little bit. But is there a good lubricant that's non-food related that people could use?
Yeah, there's slippery stuff. Yeah. There's,
but I mean, you can you name, like, what is it? This is like Astroglide stuff or what is that? Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Well.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
It's a very proud moment for me on the show. Just told everyone what kind of a, you know, it's an impulse buy. Like we talked about last year in the aisle. So, well, you never know. Could happen. I'll take this, you know.
You never know.
You got to have some ready.
When you're standing there and you're looking at all the different options and you're like, I don't know. Well,
yeah. Where do I start?
To choose from.
Right.
You know, pick one.
So this is all at the conference. This was all at the conference where Conrad's pointing at something. This is all stuff that's at the conference. Like, they have lubes out. Like, I would think you guys would already know about all that stuff. So what's with the presentation?
Well, there are different kinds, and we know about some of them, but it's nice to learn about new things.
Yeah.
They've got vibrators. They've got soothies, like ice packs for women who are breastfeeding.
Oh.
So you put them in your bra, sure, and they make your breast feel more comfortable, or your bottom. They have them for that too.
Yeah.
And then they had cool stuff like AI in medicine and how you can use AI to be more efficient and more accurate when you're doing your documentation with your patients.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant for like dating purposes. I don't think I would ever date an AI.
That's a whole other thing.
I know.
Using AI to pick your partner.
Oh,
or
really?
Date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to be huge. I think that's going to be the wave of the future.
I'm worried about that.
Me too, because it's strange. We have a texter that says, wants to get in on this conversation, and thank goodness. Brian from Milwaukee says, was trying to enjoy a nice big bowl of popcorn during your entertainment show until lube came into play.
Don't put it on your popcorn, Brian.
He says, or playing with lube. He changed the way he said that. And I got what you did there, Brian. Thank you. So, all right.
Although you can also pop your popcorn in olive oil if you want to. Generally not recommended, though.
I've heard popping one's popcorn could be seen as an aphrodisiac. Does that happen? People just hear that popcorn in the microwave and all of a sudden, next thing you know.
I feel like we're learning a lot about you right now, Pete.
I don't know what happened. I started popping popcorn. Next thing you know, I'm throwing myself at the screen door. What is happening? No, I make jokes, but I do not divulge 1 ounce of personal information on this show. Right, Conrad? You don't even think you know me, do you?
I thought I did, but I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth every show, you know?
Schwabe is just his showbiz name.
I got a new promo every time in the show, just from something new that I learned from him.
You're going to pull a whole library from this show. Whenever Kristen's here, something's going on. All right, so we have as much as I'd like to talk about my habits, I would like to give Dr. Kristen Lyerly a quiz about Northeast Wisconsin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? Oh, look at that. That gets me aroused for some reason. I don't even know what.
Does it?
Isn't that weird? Like, maybe I have a game show fetish.
Maybe you do. Wow.
All right.
Wink Martindale. Ciao.
A nice pull. Wink Martindale. And a triple. All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. She's all about the medicine and the community, and it's great. If you have not checked out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, check it out here on WISS mm-hmm. on Saturdays, correct?
Saturday and Sunday at 3, and of course, the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app, which everyone, I think all of our listeners probably have that by now, don't you think, Conrad?
I hope so.
Yeah. I love it's the a great Civic app. Media app.
Very easy to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that every night, but it's true. All right, so here are our Northeast Wisconsin questions for our guest in studio, Dr. Mm-hmm. Kristen Lyerly. All right, what is the oldest city in Wisconsin? That's not Northeast Wisconsin. That's like the whole state. We can't expect her to know this kind of stuff.
It's Green Bay.
She went to medical school. That doesn't mean she...
Oh. She got it right.
I do have multiple choices.
Wait, is it really? Is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Oh, I hit that thing again, Conrad.
You know, Milwaukee just used to be little. Like, Racine used to be bigger than Milwaukee.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit. Mm-hmm. What kind of monkey business that is. All right. Number two, what was originally the name of Green Bay? Was it A, the Bay City?
I think it was the Bay of Stinking Waters.
Get out of here.
I'm from Kakana. I know Stinking Waters.
It's actually...
The French translation?
Yes. So that's... Yeah. I don't know how to say that in French, but that's what it means.
Le
Bay de Pew. Yes.
Le Bay de Eau Toilet Water.
Le Bay de Pew.
All right. She's 2 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're crushing it. Number three. What river runs through Green Bay? A, the Milwaukee. B, the Marinette. C, the Fox River. D, the Peach Cobbler River.
That'd be the Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 3 for 3. Do you know what Peach mm-hmm. Cobbler refers to?
No.
That's what a girl in college thought my name was.
Oh.
So it's like a running joke we have here. Peach Cobbler. We're trying to get them to put a gelato flavor next door. All right. So now you know.
That.
Number four. What French explorer discovered Green Bay? Was it A, Jean Nicolet?
I said that. Nicolet?
Very American. B, Curly Lambeau. C, Sir Peachwaba III. No relation. Mm. D, Conrad the Great Krieger. Can you tell who wrote these questions?
Yeah, C and D are great options.
Yeah.
B, he's a Walloon Belgian. So I'm going to go with a Jean Nicolet.
Boy, I'm really in over my head. I can't believe how you broke that down. That was really impressive.
I had a process of elimination.
That was really, really. What's your IQ?
It's at least 100.
I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you a personal question. How much do you make a year? Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. We'll have more with Kristen. She's going to finish our quiz right after this. It's Peach Wabba and Night.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to... You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. It is almost time for the game, but we've got, of course, the pregame show coming your way here from Witter Field as, well, for the Rafters, they got to get back to the drawing board. You look at their last few games, they have not gone the Rafters' way. Last night took a 15-3 defeat against the Madison Mallards, but now taking on a new opponent, it is the Wausau Woodchucks, the first game of a home-and-home series. The Rafters hosting the Woodchucks today. They'll travel to Wausau tomorrow and looking to make ground in the subdivisional race. They've got a tall task ahead of them. Looking at last night's game a little more in-depth, 15-3 was the final score, and the Mallards really clicking on every single part of the game that they could have. Pitching, offense, defense, the Mallards just went above and beyond in the game. However, it wasn't all Mallards. The Rafters did have a strong game yet again from Junior Barajas and also from Kareem Arusevic. Both of them had great games. Barajas added another home run and Arusevic went 4-for-5 in his Rafters debut. But taking a look now more towards tonight's game, the Rafters going to be sending out Jeremy Jones, the right-hander, on the mound. He'll be going up against another righty on the mound for Wausau. It's Nolan Bernard. So a little more of an in-depth look at them as Jones comes in with a lot of momentum. Bernard, not so much, as they'll take each other on the bump today. Starting pitcher breakdown will come up after the following segment. However, of course, we've got to do that pregame interview as always. Lined up for today's show, it's Jack Wiesinger, and going to get a chance to talk with Wiesinger about his return to Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, he pitched here last summer, and returning back to Wisconsin Rapids, a chance to talk about his experience at college with Pomona Pitzer, and then making his way back, of course, to the Rafters bullpen this year. A great conversation coming ahead with Wiesinger, and then after that, it's starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Hello and welcome into the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the show, it's Jack Wiesinger. And Jack, a couple of outings for you now for the Raptors, and it's been pretty good. How's it felt on the mound?
Yeah, it's felt great. Great to be back from my second summer. Just getting back into the swing of things, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, obviously, a lot of the fans are going to know you from last year, and I did want to talk about that a little bit. But before we get into that, you know, you had another collegiate season this past season at Pomona-Pitzer, and real good season for you, able to get a lot more innings worked up there. And you had some pretty memorable outings, and I was looking back at it, and I saw one game that stuck out to me. Thrin stick out to you?
Yeah, it was I was a seven-inning no-hitter for me. That was pretty special. Felt really supported afterwards, and it was a big game for the team, and, you know, just it was really cool.
You ever have an experience like that before?
No, that was, like, as personally as a player, like, something that's centered around me, that was probably the coolest thing that's happened to me. But it was good momentum shift for the season. We ended up playing well after that. Lost in the regional, but that was a good, really good day. And then we had a doubleheader the next game. One of our players, J.C. Yang, he had a walk-off home run, so it was no-hitter. Walk-off home run, it was pretty cool for our program.
Oh, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, obviously, you had a little bit of a downtime in between the start of the second half here in the Northwoods League and the end of your collegiate season, but kind of carrying that momentum over as you make the move back to the bullpen, and so far those two outings for you, scoreless on your line. I mean, what have you been kind of working on the mound so far? What's been working for you?
Yeah, you know, I'm just I added a new slider at the end of my college season. That was I've been throwing that a lot more than my old slider. I still throw both, but just kind of going with the new slider, and that's been a lot sharper and faster, and that's had some success early on. But, yeah, just, you know, attacking batters with the fastball. It's definitely my go-to pitch. Trying to live in the low 90s most of the time, hopefully, and then just have a lot of carry on it and miss barrels. So.
Yeah, and you talk about your return to Wisconsin Rapids. Obviously, I mentioned it last season with Wisconsin Rapids. Seems like you had a good time. There's a reason you came back here. But when you're looking at this season in particular, why come back to Wisconsin Rapids? What are you hoping to get out of this experience?
Yeah, I mean, I love the community here. Last summer, I was really grateful to be able to come. I was here from, I believe it was June 2nd to August 10th. I didn't play. I had some head issues towards the end of the season, so I didn't play at the end, but I really enjoyed last summer. It was probably my favorite summer I've ever had. And so when Ziggy texted me sometime last winter, I think it was, I didn't hesitate to come back. And, you know, it's just the people around here, the mentality, just the community. Really liked Ziggy last year and Coach Spears. I really like his mentality as a pitching coach. And then I also have family in the area, which makes it even better. So just I'm familiar with this area, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, a couple of other returners on the team as well. I mean, how do you know them so far, and how does it kind of feel mixing in with all the new guys as well?
Yeah, you know, it's great to see the returners again. You know, I really clicked with them last summer. It was a lot of fun. And I think we got a really good group of guys right now. I think our team chemistry is high. We're all just buying in to grabbing an oar, like Coach Ziggy says, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun to see those guys again.
All right, well, that's really all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add real quick?
I did not have anything.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that was Jack Wiesinger here on the Raptors pregame show. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't breathe on my poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's time for game number 43 here from Witter Field as the Rafters get ready to take on the Wausau Woodchucks in a subdivisional rivalry. Hello, everybody, and welcome in to tonight's broadcast. A big shout-out to all of you for your continued support of the Rafters throughout the season. And the Rafters looking to get back on track behind the righty on the mound, Jeremy Jones. But before we get into him, let's talk a little bit about Nolan Bernard. 6.26 ERA for the Woodchucks this season. He's coming off of a 2 earned run over 5 1/3 inning performance against Kalamazoo his last time out. He's made just 1 road appearance, however, this season, and that was back on June 18th at Lakeshore, where he allowed 4 runs over 4 innings. So, on the road, hasn't been his best appearances, but he's already faced the Rafters twice, and it's been 2 separate Bernards that we've seen. The first Bernard, back on May 29th, went 2 perfect innings, 6 up, 6 down, with 3 strikeouts. The second Bernard we saw, back on June 12th, it was very different. He allowed 7 runs, all 7 were earned, over 2 2/3 innings. He walked 7 batters in less than 3 innings, and that was the big deal for him in that game. So looking for a little bit of a better approach here, he'll be taking on Jeremy Jones, who's allowed just 1 run over his last 3 starts, totaling 13 innings in those starts, and that works out to a 0.69 ERA. He has been absolutely incredible. And his last game, he struck out 6 batters over his 4 innings. Looking to go a little bit deeper here, but he's still jamming nonetheless. Now taking a look at the starting lineups, let's begin with the Wausau Woodchucks. Batting first in right field is Noah Malone. Batting second at third base is Dylan Schlotterbeck. Batting third in left field is Max Galvin. Batting fourth at DH is Max Solis. Fifth at first base is Dom Rodriguez. Sixth at shortstop is Jake Berkland. Batting seventh behind the plate, it's Brody Sexton. Batting eighth is Keegan Jerschley, the second baseman. And batting ninth to close out the order, it's Christian Smith-Johnson in center field. For your Rafters, leading off is Carson McIntyre in center field. Batting second is Kareem Arusovic, the DH. Batting third is Junior Barajas, who's back at first. Batting cleanup, it's Madden Akko. He's over at second base. Batting fifth is Jake Beauchesne, who's in right field. Sixth is Hayden Carlson. He's back at shortstop again. Batting seventh is Landon Gaz, who's back in the outfield after playing a bit of first base. Batting eighth is Lachlan Maud, who is behind the plate today. And batting ninth, Luke Skinner, the third baseman for your Rafters. And that is a look at the lineups. Noah Malone stepping into the batter's box, getting ready to roll along here from Witter Field. Jeremy Jones giving him an eye down. It's 77 degrees and cloudy here in Wisconsin Rapids. And the wind blowing out 4 miles an hour. Gusts up to 8 from the south-southeast. Not too windy of a day and a great day for baseball. First pitch on the way. It misses low at 6:35 p.m. Noah Malone getting things led off for the Woodchucks, and he's a right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Jones, the 1-0, a fastball outside called for ball number 2. 2-0 the count, and Malone will be followed by Dylan Schlotterbeck and Max Galvin. That's who's due up in the top of the first for the Woodchucks. 2-0 count, hit up the middle towards shortstop. Carlson dives, can't get it. It goes into center field, and a leadoff single for Noah Malone has a runner on first with nobody out in the top of the first. Brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck with one on and nobody out, and trying to give the Woodchucks the lead. Schlotterbeck, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup, and you look at the splits this season for Schlotterbeck against right-handed pitching. Been a little bit of a surprise for him as Schlotterbeck has crushed righties, batting .344, but batting just .189 against lefties. That's usually the opposite for right-handed batters. 1-0 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. Now 1-1, and Dylan Schlotterbeck this season, he has been absolutely incredible. However, Schlotterbeck was held off of the list of All-Stars, which were announced earlier today. The Northwoods League officially releasing the names of all the players who will be attending to Madison, Wisconsin in just about a week as that pitch misses inside. 2-1 the count. Schlotterbeck had a good shot, but couldn't quite make it. 2-1 the count. Runner on first is taking off. Grounder towards third, but it's foul, and now a 2-2 count, and with Noah Malone on first base, you do have to watch out for the stolen bases for sure. Not just with him, but really with anyone on the base paths for the Woodchucks, because they steal the most bases in the Northwoods League, and it's not really close. 2-2 count on the way. It is just outside for ball number 3. The count rolls full. With the runner still on first base, Rafters trying to get out of this first inning scoreless. Jeremy Jones looking to start a new scoreless streak. Runner takes off from first. This one's hit out towards right field. Down the right field line. Should reach foul, and it does. Tried to be chased down by Jake Beauchesne, but he was unable to get there, and count remains 3-2. So still a full count to Schlotterbeck, who's going to see his seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Schlotterbeck from Paris Junior College, a recent commit to the University of Kansas, along with Cade Baldridge. Both of them on the Woodchucks. 3-2 count, just inside ball number 4, and it's the first walk of the game issued by Jeremy Jones, and sends Noah Malone over to second base. So now 2 on and nobody out in the top of the first inning. Still tied at 0, and brings up Max Galvin to the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder, up for the first time this game. First pitch is sent into right field, down the line, it will land fair into the corner. Here goes Galvin towards second, Malone is home to score, it's 1-0, Woodchucks in the top of the first. RBI double from Max Galvin, and Wausau has taken the lead early on. And Jeremy Jones just not able to contain the damage from a very dangerous Wausau batting order. And, well, you talk about dangerous throughout the season, but more specifically, they've been dangerous as of late. Over their last 10 games, the Woodchucks batting .311 as a team. As the first pitch to Max Solis misses low and away for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. A 311 batting average over 10 games as a team. Just crazy numbers they're putting up right now and hoping to keep it rolling. 1-0 count on the way home. This one's hit out towards right field. Fly ball running over to it. Beauchesne trying to track it down. Dives. Can't make the catch. It lands in fair territory. Here comes one run, and they will keep Galvin at third base, but it's back-to-back RBI doubles for the Woodchucks to put them up 2-0 in the top of the first. And Wausau is all over the Rafters right now. Brings up the fifth batter of the first inning. Still no outs recorded. And that batter, Dom Rodriguez, one of the hottest hitters on the team as well. Rodriguez batting .421 over the Woodchucks' past 10 games. He's got 11 RBIs and looking to keep that rolling as the first pitch to him is going to hit the lower part of the zone but dropped out of the glove of Lachlan Maude. So nearly got away, but not quite. Called strike number one, an 0-1 count. Runner on second is Max Solis. On third, Max Galvin. Trying to do max damage here. Dom Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman at the plate. 0-1 count, taken on the inside edge for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and with Jake Berkland on deck, Dom Rodriguez hoping to at least give him another runner on the bases, but down 0-2 in the count. Jeremy Jones looking to record his first out, gets a swing and a foul ball that bounces off the glove of Lachlan Maude. Close to being that foul tip strikeout, but couldn't quite be brought in, and so it remains an 0-2 count. Rodriguez, now he comes from the University of Arizona, and batting .393 on the year. Got four home runs and 16 RBIs. 0-2 count is upstairs for ball number one. Now it's 1-2. And Dom Rodriguez previously played for Rochester last year, the Honkers, and he had a good season there. Looking for it to continue over here for the Woodchucks, and so far it has. Here's a fly ball out towards left field, running over to it. It will be caught. The throw coming in, it will be cut off up the line by Skinner. And so the run does come home to score. It's a sacrifice fly for Dom Rodriguez. His first RBI of the game makes it 3-0 Woodchucks in the top of the first inning. Max Galvin scoring on the sacrifice fly. Max Solis does stay at second, however. So runner at second base with one out in the top of the first inning, and now the right-handed hitting Jake Berkland up at the plate. Berkland takes the first pitch in there for strike number one. Now an 0-1 count, and Berkland, this past 10 games, hasn't been his best, batting just .207 over that stretch. Kind of the opposite of Dom Rodriguez as this pitch misses outside, now 1-1. And on the season for Berkland, a guy who's batting .240 with a 564 OPS. He struggled to get on base. 0-1 count. Misses low for ball number two. 2-1. And even still, Wausau, I mean, their big focus has been on stolen bases whenever they can get on the bags. And they have so many guys that are great at doing so. The runner on second, Max Solis, right now, he's been one of the best hitters on the team. And you look at the stolen base numbers. He has not stolen one yet. Here's a grounder towards short. Picked up. Thought about throwing to third. Instead, Carlson will throw to first and get the surefire out. It's a 6-3 putout as Max Solis advances to third base. And it brings up Brody Sexton with a runner on third and two away in the top of the first inning. Well, I was talking a little bit about Jeremy Jones and how dominant he'd been in his past three games. He had a stretch of 13 consecutive innings without allowing a run, as a check swing here is going to be called a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 count. Sexton, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. Already 3-0 Woodchucks, and Jeremy Jones trying to get back to the form that got him those 13 straight scoreless. This one a little bit below the zone for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. And great day for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. Crowd getting into the game. Seems like they're having a good time, and the Rafters hoping to give them a good show once they get back onto the offensive side of the baseball. 1-1 count is a pop-up towards the middle of the infield. Maude is trailing out to it. Instead, it'll be Jeremy Jones who makes the catch on the first baseline for out number three. He says, I'll do it myself, and finishes us through the first inning. But three runs come across for the Woodchucks on three hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the first. It's 3-0 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Rafters got to get this offense rolling early. They trail 3-0 now in the bottom of the first inning. Welcome back into Rafters Baseball. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Rafters going to be getting going with Carson McIntyre, Kareem Arusevic, and Junior Barajas due up against Nolan Bernard. Bernard, the right-handed pitcher for the Woodchucks, making another start for them. And looking at this season, I've already broke it down for you. His last couple of outings, not too bad. He's allowed 5 earned runs over 9 1/3 innings and been able to go deep into the games, as the Woodchucks have won all 6 games which Bernard has pitched in. First pitch gets a swing and a miss from Carson McIntyre for strike number one. 0-1 count. Only one of those wins did Bernard have on his record, however, as the 0-1 count is fouled back to make it 0-2, and that one win was a 5-inning shutout appearance against Royal Oak back on June 4th. So Bernard hoping to keep rolling along here. He's got an 0-2 count against McIntyre, and the pitch in there called strike three. McIntyre knew that one before the call was made, started walking back to the dugout, and that goes 3 pitches, 3 strikes to get rid of Carson McIntyre. Brings up Kareem Arusevic with nobody on and one out in the bottom of the first. And going back to that top of the first inning, the Woodchucks saw their first 4 batters all reach base against Jeremy Jones. First pitch from Arusevic is a swing and a miss to bring the count 0-1. And that's how they scored their 3 runs. Back-to-back RBI doubles, and then the sacrifice fly from Dom Rodriguez made it 3-0. 0-1 count to Arusevic. Gets a swing and a miss again. 0-2, and Arusevic, the designated hitter today, left-handed hitting infielder for the Rafters. He went 4-for-5 in his Rafters debut yesterday. Coming from UC San Diego, takes this pitch low for ball number one, and there goes the immaculate inning. Had been five straight strikes to start things off. Still, I mean, it brings me back to all that time ago in Royal Oak on the long road trip that the Rafters had earlier in the season, and nearly an immaculate inning from Aiden Donovan. He wasn't able to get it on the last pitch. And so ever since then, I've been tracking it. As that pitch misses inside, now a 2-2 count to Arusevic. And Arusevic, not someone who's going to take strike three very often, as here's a grounder over towards second, picked up, throw over to first is in time, and, well, Arusevic didn't strike out, but it wasn't what the Rafters were hoping for. A 4-3 putout retires the second batter of the first inning. Two up, two down, and it brings up Junior Barajas with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the first. Still 3-0, the Woodchucks lead. And Barajas, one of the hottest batters in the Northwoods League, and I say one of because, of course, we saw probably the hottest in Daniel Rogers yesterday. And I tell you what, Daniel Rogers is something different as Barajas rips one foul down towards the Woodchuck side of things. And now an 0-1 count. Barajas, left-handed hitting first baseman from Saddleback College. It's a lefty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. The Rafters, a couple of lefties in the lineup as Barajas sends one into right center field. That will get down for a hit. Here goes Barajas to second. Throw coming in. He's going to have to slide. Did he avoid the tag? Yeah, he did. A double for Junior Barajas, and he keeps the extra base hit streak alive. He has an extra base hit in 6 out of 7 games. And he's at least gotten a hit in every single one. Oh, man, Junior Barajas, I tell you what. That guy can mash a baseball. Shows it off right there. And now a runner in scoring position for the Rafters with 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Madden Akko up at the plate with the runner in scoring position, and Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Bernard on the mound. He looked back to second for a quick moment, but brings the pitch home and misses low and outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Jake Beauchesne on deck if it gets to him. Akko, one of those right-handed hitters, and he has struggled a little bit against right-handed pitching this season. But hoping to change that here. 1-0 count, ripped but foul down that left field line. And man, he smoked that baseball. Couldn't quite get it the way that he wanted to, though, and has to straighten it out. 1-1 the count. And Akko back at second base. He's been moving around between second and third here in the second half of the season after spending the first half of the season almost exclusively at first base or DH. 1-1 count, misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Well, hey, Akko at the plate. He's been great this year, though. 308 batting average and 829 OPS. Runner still on second base. Barajas not really threatening. 2-1 count, taken for strike number two. 2-2 the count to Akko. Comes from Fordham University, and looking back at last game for Madden Akko, it was not his best night, but he still was able to manage to work on base twice, was hit by a pitch both times, went 0-3 in the game. 2-2 count, just inside for ball number three. Now 3-2 to Akko, and the Los Angeles native hoping to drive in that runner from second, but at the very least keep the inning alive with 2 outs. Here's the 3-2, outside for ball four, and that's back-to-back base runners for the Rafters, as Madden Akko is now aboard with 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Barajas still on second base, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Still 3-0, the Woodchucks lead. They scored all three of those in the top of the first, and Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting right fielder, one of those Rafters returners from last season. First pitch to him is taken for strike number one on the lower outside edge of the plate. 0-1 the count, and Beauchesne this year has not quite gone his way, at least that he was hoping for. Hasn't been too bad, but Still looking to turn it around. Pitch here is a bit low for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Beauchesne batting just 125 in his three games. He's 1-for-8 from the plate. He has drawn two walks, which has brought his on-base percentage up a little bit, but like I mentioned, still would like it to be a little bit better. And Beauchesne looking a little bit more in-depth at him, as here's a quick mound visit between the catcher Brody Sexton and Nolan Bernard. No coach is coming out, though. Looking at Beauchesne, what he did last season, batted 189 and was able to get on base at a 274 clip, but he hit for power, had a 321 slugging, and had two homers, a double, and eight RBIs on the season. But trying to show off that power again, he's got a 1-1 count with two runners on. Rafters down three, the pitch to Beauchesne, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 1-2 the count, and the one hit for Beauchesne this season so far was just a single, so still looking to show off those extra base hit capabilities. He's got a 1-2 count. Trying to keep the inning alive. Pitch gets a swing and a miss. Here comes the catcher throwing over towards first, and they got him in time. It's a strikeout to end the inning. The Rafters, no runs on one hit. There were no errors and two left on base. We head to the top of the second. Rafters down 3-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second here from Witter Field, and the Rafters turning back to Jeremy Jones, the right-hander on the mound. Had a little bit of struggles in that first inning. The first four batters all reached base. However, he retired his last three in a row, so looking to keep that momentum rolling along here into the second. It's 3-0 Woodchucks, and Keegan Jerschley leads off for Wausau. First pitch to him, misses a bit below the zone for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Jerschley, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup to lead off the second. 1-0 count is a fly ball down the right field line, reaching foul territory. It'll get out of play and towards the Woodchucks bullpen. 1-1 the count now, and Jerschley will be followed by Christian Smith-Johnson and Noah Malone due up here in the second. 1-1 the count on the way home. It's in there for strike number two. Well, while we've got some time here in the second inning, let's take a look at the defensive alignment for the Rafters. On the mound, Jeremy Jones, Lachlan Maude is behind the plate. 1-2 from Jones, misses high for ball number two. 2-2 the count, and following up on that, at first base, Junior Barajas. At second, it's Matt and Akko. Over at third, Luke Skinner. And at shortstop, Hayden Carlson. This ball is a fly ball out towards left field, trying to track it. It will be caught in left field. by Landon Gaz. That is out number one here in the second inning. He had to shield his eyes from the sun to make sure that he brought it in. And not too difficult of a play, but can be at this hour. That sun is right in the eyes of the left fielder and can really make that play more difficult than it seems. But a nice play by Landon Gaz. And, well, I gave you his introduction. Carson McIntyre is in center field, and in right field, Jake Beauchesne. Christian Smith-Johnson at the plate fouls the first pitch back to bring it 0-1. And Smith-Johnson, also known as CSJ, or SJ for short, comes from Texas A&M Corpus Christi. 0-1 count is in there for strike number two. Now 0-2 to the right-handed hitting center fielder. And CSJ, one of four All-Stars for the Woodchucks. Kristen Smith-Johnson, Max Solis. That one is in there for strike number three, and a big swing and a miss from CSJ. That's two up, two down in the second inning. Jeremy Jones is feeling it right now. Getting into a little bit of a flow as well. He's going quick on his pitches. Didn't give me enough time to tell you about CSJ. It was CSJ, Max Solis, Noah Malone also for the Woodchucks, and then, of course, they had the one pitcher, Reese Clapp, who also made the big game.